Welcome to the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast. This almost daily summary of the 2008 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast, for weekly news, product reviews, upcoming events, and everything you need to know about the world of cycling. Listen to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. The Fredcast can be found at www.thefredcast.com, iTunes, or anywhere you normally look for podcasts. For over 2 years and 100 episodes, the Fredcast is the internet's premier cycling podcast. The Daily Tour is also brought to you by listeners like you. Thank you for your donations via PayPal, and if you'd like to donate, please visit our website at www.thefredcast.com. And now, it's time for the Tour de France 2008 edition of the Daily Tour Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome back to another Daily Tour Podcast. This is David Bernstein from the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Glad to have you with me today. And unlike yesterday, I'm recording this one early for you so that you can get an idea of what happened in today's Stage 13 from Narbonne to Nîmes. And if you're not familiar with Nîmes, one of the things we were reminded about in all of the TV coverage today, and hopefully you'll get a chance to watch it a little bit later, is the fact that Nîmes is probably one of the best preserved Roman towns in Europe. And some of the TV scenes have just been spectacular. So hopefully you have a chance to take a look at it. Go ahead and check it out. I think you will really enjoy. Now, just to recap our standings heading into today's Stage 13, in the yellow jersey, still Cadel Evans, 50 hours, 23 minutes, and 5 seconds. And just 1 second behind him in second place from Team CSC Saxo Bank, it's Frank Schleck. In third place, Christian Vandevelde from Garmin Chipotle, 38 seconds back. In fourth, Bernhard Kohl from Gerolsteiner, 46 seconds behind Cadel Evans. In fifth place, it's Dennis Menshov from Team Rabobank, 57 seconds back. In the green jersey, it's Oscar Ferreira from Rabobank with 162 points. In the white, Vincenzo Nibali from Italy and Team Liquigas. And in the polka dot jersey, Sebastian Long from Team Gerolsteiner with 58 King of the Mountains points. Once again, looking at today's Stage 13, it's 182 kilometers as the peloton makes its way from Narbonne to Nîmes. Once again, that beautiful Roman town. There are three Category 4 climbs along the way, one at 62 kilometers, one at 105.5 kilometers, and another at 126 kilometers. And then, and only then, after those three climbs, are the two intermediate sprints at 139.5 and 155.5 kilometers. Now, the lead-in to the finish in Nîmes is bored flat. And that means that no matter what happens in today's stage, as far as breakaways, you can pretty much bet that we will have a sprint finish with some of the world's best cycling sprinters leading the way to the finish to see who can grab the stage win and who can grab some more points in the green jersey competition. Well, extremely early in today's stage, Nicky Terpstra from Team Milram and Florent Brard from Cofidis went away from the peloton. This was somewhere between kilometer zero and kilometer one, and they stayed away for quite a long time today. And at one point, their lead was up to nearly 10 minutes over the peloton. And for most of the day, the peloton was satisfied with having an easy pace in this transitional stage as we head closer and closer to the Alps. And also, it was a bit warm today. You could see a lot of the riders in the peloton with their jerseys zipped down to try to grab whatever breeze there was. Quite a contrast from the rains of last week in France. So they allowed this break to stay away and then slowly started to reel them back in, knowing that they wanted to allow the big sprinters the chance for the victory in today's stage. 62 kilometers into today's stage was our first of the three Category 4 climbs. First across the line was Brard, second was Terpstra, and third was Lang, the current polka dot jersey wear. He needed to pick up just a couple of points along the way to try to just solidify his lead over the rest of the peloton. By the 100 kilometer to go mark, the gap was 6 minutes and about 20 seconds to the breakaway. On the second of the Category 4 climbs today, Brard and Terpstra once again, 1 and 2, going over that climb. And, of course, Lang sprints just slightly ahead of the peloton in order to take third place points on the climb. Now, on the final climb of the day, once again, it was Brard who took first place points and Terpstra taking second place points. And once again, Lang goes up the road to take those third place points, ensuring that he will once again be wearing the King of the Mountains jersey in tomorrow's stage 14. Now, from this point, between the riders in the break and the finish line, there were just two intermediate sprints left in the day. Now, whereas Brard took first place King of the Mountains points on both of the climbs, in both of the sprints, it was Nicky Terpstra who took first place points, followed in second by Florent Brard. On the first sprint, Juan Antonio Flecha attacked the peloton in order to help keep the points from anyone but current green jersey wearer and teammate Oscar Freire. On the second sprint, Flecha tried it again, but this time he was joined by Stefan Ogier, and Ogier took the third place 2 points in that second and final intermediate sprint of today's stage. Now, just about the time that Stefan Ogier was taking those third place points and Juan Antonio Flecha was sitting up and heading back toward the peloton, Nicky Terpstra took off, attacking the break and going away, opening up a lead of about 2 minutes over the peloton at one point, leaving Ogier and Brard as the chase group for quite some time. Eventually, Ogier and Brard were caught, and then within about 9 or 10 kilometers from the finish, Terpstra himself was caught, and then it was up to the teams of the sprinters. Sylvain Chavanel eventually went off the front at about 5 kilometers. He was caught just about 2 kilometers later. And then it was Liquigas and Milram leading the peloton past Le Flamme Rouge with 1 kilometer to go. And then it was up to the sprinters and their leadout men to see who would win the day. And once again, an amazing stage victory by a rider who took off and accelerated away from the peloton with about 100 meters to go and simply was uncatchable, if that's a word. And in his fourth stage win of the 2008 Tour de France, Mark Cavendish from Team Colombia takes the victory in 4 hours, 25 minutes, and 42 seconds. He was followed by Robbie McEwen from Silence Lotto at the same time as were the rest of the top 10 in today's stage. Roman Feilou from Agri-Tubel in third, Heinrich Hausler from Gerolsteiner in fourth, from Rabobank Oscar Freire's in fifth place, in sixth, Tor Husov, the God of Thunder from Team Credit Agricole. In seventh, Leonardo Duque from Cofidis. In eighth, Eric Zabel from Milram. In ninth, from Garmin Chipotle, Julian Dean. And in tenth, from Française du Jeu, Sébastien Chavanel. So the general classification, there are no changes from yesterday. Cadel Evans still in first place, 54 hours, 48 minutes, and 47 seconds on the entire tour so far. In second, Frank Schleck from Luxembourg, 1 second behind Cadel Evans. And in third, Christian Vandevelde from Garmin Chipotle, 38 seconds back. Still wearing the green jersey, it's Oscar Freire from Rabobank. 184 points are in his quiver. In the polka dot jersey, Sebastian Lang, who grabbed those 3 third place points on today's 3 Category 4 climbs. He's from Gerolsteiner. He has 60 points. And still in the white jersey is our best young rider, Vincenzo Nibali from Italy and Team Liquigas. And one more update to yesterday's story about Ricardo Rico and Sonier Duval. You'll recall that Ricardo Rico is alleged to have failed a doping test for EPO, actually a third-generation variant of EPO called CERA. And as a result, he was withdrawn from the Tour de France, and the entire Sonier Duval team also withdrew. And we were talking yesterday about the many reasons why that may have been. And perhaps today we're learning a little bit more, because not only now has Ricardo Rico been charged officially by French prosecutors for, quote, the use of a poisonous substance, but also it is alleged that his teammate, Leonardo Piepoli, also failed a doping test in this year's Tour de France. So if we have two Sagnier Duval riders, both of whom are failing, allegedly, drug tests in this year's Tour de France, it might help signal why it is that Sagnier Duval pulled out. Also, the rumors are that if it's true that both of these riders did test positive, that Sagnier Duval, the company that makes hot water heaters and home heating and air conditioning systems, that they may be pulling their support from the team, and that could explain why the entire team has pulled out. Now, in case you're wondering about these charges against Ricardo Rico, well, there's a new French law that took effect just this month that makes anyone who produces, transports, acquires, or possesses doping products liable for up to 5 years in prison and a $120,000 US dollar fine. According to prosecutors, Rico has been released from custody. However, he is not allowed to meet with anyone from the Sagnier Duval cycling team. Once again, a sad state of affairs for the Tour de France, a very sad state of affairs for Rico and Piepoli. Piepoli is in his mid-30s. His career is over. And to quote David Harmon from Eurosport UK, when it comes to Ricardo Rico, a young rider with a promising career, he's a very silly boy. One other note from today's stage. Within 10 kilometers of the finish, Sven Kraus from Team Gerolsteiner, well, he made a little bit of a miscalculation and ended up hitting one of those road signs right in the middle of the road in a little center median. He hit it so hard, his bike went flying. He went skidding across the road on his rear end. The signpost was bent over in just a grotesque manner. His bike, his specialized bike, literally broke in half. Other than some painful road rash on his rear end, I think Kraus is going to be okay, but the bike was pronounced dead on arrival. Well, tomorrow is stage 14 on Saturday, the 19th of July. It's the last of the flat stages for quite some time, actually until Friday of next week, July the 25th. So stage 14 goes from Nîmes to Digne-les-Bains. It's 194 and a half kilometers. And if you look at the profile of the stage, it's pretty interesting. We have a sprint at 37 kilometers, and it's a fairly flat stage for the first 50 or 60K. And then the geography and topography of France start to heave up in front of the riders as they head ever closer to the high French Alps. Following that, there will be a Category 4 climb at 128.5 kilometers, a Category 4 climb at 185 kilometers, and then it's a downhill to the finish in Digne-les-Bains. This is going to be an interesting stage because we could, I think, on this stage have a breakaway that could succeed if they're able to climb those mountains and stay away from the peloton. If not, another day for the sprinters before we head into our first High Alps stage on Sunday in Stage 15. I will be with you both on my Twitter updates and, of course, on the daily podcast every single day. I'm glad that you joined me today, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. So long for now. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com. That's thefredcast@gmail.com. Or you can send a voicemail to area code 435-258-6373. That's 435-258-6FRED. Be sure to follow our frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is DailyTour. Remember, there's no space. And you can sign up for those at twitter.com/DailyTour or by sending a text message to 40404 with the words follow Daily Tour. And of course, please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com for the final results of the day's racing and, of course, for the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. I will see you all again on the next episode of the Daily Tour or the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. Please don't forget to tell your friends about the show. We love to get new listeners. And in the meantime, thank you for listening to the Daily Tour Podcast.